hat off to you. You are doing it, and you're doing it big. You are the owner, the creator, and the CEO. It's not uncommon that there are at least 2 degrees hanging on your wall. You're well-traveled, highly requested, and well-respected in your community. It took you a while to make room in your busy schedule to let a good guy in the picture, but you did it. He wooed and wowed you, and now you can't imagine your world without him. You've gone from sassy, single, and satisfied to happy, fulfilled, and deliriously in love. But now the promotion you've been waiting for is finally here. The salary is right, the benefits are better than you expected, and the stock options will finally allow you to pay off your student loans. Everything is just right, except the location and the longer hours. You'd be a fool to turn down the opportunity of a lifetime. But now, there's more than just a corner office to consider. There's a good man on the table. He's everything you prayed for and more. But is he worth sacrificing your dreams? Before you drive yourself nuts playing mental ping pong with yourself, take these factors into consideration. 1. Will you regret not taking the job? Can you honestly look yourself in the mirror and truly be okay if you turn down this opportunity? Are you willing to wait another 6 months, a year, or even 2 years for a similar opportunity to happen? 2. Will you resent your man if you choose him over the job? Ladies, if there is any inkling in you that you may regret not pursuing this opportunity anywhere down the line, don't do it. You cannot make your man the scapegoat or throw out the, "I gave up my promotion for you," card when times get difficult. And trust me, they will. At the end of the day, this has to be your choice for you. 3. Are you open to a long-distance relationship? If you have enough time invested in your relationship, you can make the distance work. This can be a perfect opportunity to get creative with your communication, your sex life, and your travel plans. You can meet up every other weekend or once a month in your new city, or meet somewhere in between. Block off some time in your schedule for an official web chat with your man. If you are truly committed to your relationship, you can find a way to make the distance work to your advantage. 4. Is there enough trust in the relationship for a long-distance arrangement? Are you concerned about him hooking up with an ex or starting something with someone new? Can you trust him to keep his commitment when you are 2 states away? Can he trust you to preserve your end of the relationship? There's nothing wrong if the answer to this question is no, and it doesn't necessarily mean that one of you will use the distance as an opportunity to cheat or purposefully break the other one's heart. It might just mean that neither one of you is cut out for an indefinite long-distance arrangement. If the answer is yes, talk about what your long-distance expectations will be. Will phone calls and text messages be enough? Is a weekend every other month enough time to keep your relationship going? Communicate about the best ways to help your love keep growing. 5. Is he willing to move to your new city? Is there a possibility that he could relocate with you? Is he willing to look into a job transfer within his company? Your man just might surprise you and take the leap of faith right along with you. Don't be afraid to put the option on the table. It might sound cliche, but it is true that absence makes the heart grow fonder. Trust me, ladies, a man knows when he has a good thing, and he will do everything within his power to make a quality relationship work. If that means we have to Skype or email with you every night, we'll do it. If that means we have to travel every other weekend to get in our quality time, we're on the next train smoking. It took my wife Marjorie and me more than 15 years to finally get together. But when the timing and location were right, it was right. Who knows? This distance could be temporary, or it could be the ultimate place where you will settle down and begin your life with this man. This could be the job of your dreams, but don't miss out on what could be the love of a lifetime. Gambling on potential. By now, you know that every man needs to know who he is, what he does, and how much he's going to make. And while most men won't be ready to pursue a full-time relationship until we get our house in order, you might meet him while he's earning his degree or working his way up the management ladder. Now, there's a difference between a man who just talks about his dreams and one who is really taking action on his vision now. If this man you are interested in falls into the latter category, he just might be worth it. Let's take a look and see if this man's potential is worth the gamble. 1. Is he chasing a dream or a crapshoot? Talk with him about his dreams and how he plans to get there. If he can show you a solid 3 to 5 year plan for accomplishing his goal and starting a reputable business, he is definitely a keeper. If he's aspiring to play in the NBA and he's 5'1", 33, and out of shape, then you know to keep it moving. Ladies, you have intuition for a reason. You know a far-fetched scheme when you hear one. Or if you don't, here are a few clues. If he says he's had this ambition since high school and he's now in his early 40s, keep it moving. If his new venture involves an intricate pyramid scheme, a lottery ticket, and a prayer, that's definitely not a man you want to gamble your future on. When you listen close enough, you can separate the ones who are just dreaming from the ones who are actually out there making it happen. 2. What do his actions say? Is he getting up every day and hitting the pavement or sitting on the couch just waiting for things to happen? I don't have to explain much here, but let his actions speak louder than his words. If his actions aren't meeting up with his talk, then you know that he isn't a gamble worth taking. 3. But what if he's a diamond in the rough? Ladies, I can hear you now. But Steve, with just a bit of my love and encouragement, I can help him be a good man. If he hasn't made up in his mind that he wants to take on his dreams for himself, then you will be just another hurdle in his path. When I was pursuing Marjorie, I wasn't comfortable being the man in her life until I was making the kind of money I wanted to earn as a comedian and a businessman. Ladies, we have to be the architect of our future. We definitely want you to be in the blueprint with us, but we have to have the confidence, the means, and the faith to be the principal dreamer on our journey as men. 4. Will you be an asset or a distraction? Be honest. If he's pursuing a degree or taking on an intensive training program, does he really have the time to commit to a relationship? If this man is destined to do great things, you definitely don't want to be a distraction as he pursues his dream. If he does have the time, find out how you can support him by offering to study with him, helping with small chores, or packing him a healthy dinner to take with him to class. 5. Can you wait? He's got just 6 months left in his executive training program. Can you settle for phone calls and sexy text messages until you can spend quality time with this man full-time? I'm not telling you to put your life on hold, but if you can clearly see that his vision is just around the corner, just give him a little time. A man on a mission is definitely worth waiting for. 6. Are you willing to be his biggest cheerleader? When a man is still building himself up, you will have a heavier load to lift in the relationship. Can you deal with not getting all the emotional and spiritual support you need while he's in the process of pursuing his dreams? Can you still be supportive when his promotion takes longer than he expected? Ladies, your love and respect are like gold to a man. When we know we have your support, it makes the long days and trying moments a little easier to endure. It took me several years to go from just being a comedian who made $50 to $75 per night to being a headliner who could command more respect and more dollars. But even then, it was still a hustle to be consistent and excellent at my craft. Dating a man while he is still on the grind to make his dreams a reality can be tricky. There's a fine line between being a welcome distraction and completely throwing him off track. If he welcomes you into his life during this time, be patient and understanding. Give him only the support that he asks for, not what you think he needs. Be his biggest cheerleader, encourage him through his rough times, and help him celebrate his victories. A good man knows how to appreciate a good woman who stands by his side, and when it's time to cross the finish line, he won't forget to take her with him. But never stop wanting what you want. Keep it sexy. Chapter 18. When the cookie crumbles. Put the spice back into your relationship. You and your man have always had a great relationship in the bedroom. With one turn of his eyes or one flash of that LL Cool J smile, you knew that it was on. But lately, he just seems to be ignoring you. He's stressed at work, and he's worried about a sick family member. You're trying to be understanding, but it's now going on 3 weeks since the last time you felt any heat in your bedroom. You know that the cookie is just one part of your relationship, but when it crumbles, it might as well be your entire relationship. How do you get your bedroom magic back? Find out what's really going on. Stress is real. Having a demanding boss, worrying about an elderly relative, or co-parenting a child with a contentious ex is enough to make any man go off his game. If he's willing to be open, talk to him and find out what's going on in his world. Sometimes men just need to know that they're not alone. Do you really need to talk about it? Ladies, I've told you that nothing scares us more than you beginning a conversation with, "We need to talk." Conversation may be helpful in some situations, but sometimes we might just need the time for quiet and reflection. Silence can be golden. Support him. Just knowing that the woman in our life has our back is sexier than any lingerie you could ever wear. When your man is down and out, give him a call to let him know you have his back. If he's having a busy day, surprise him with carryout from his favorite restaurant. Sometimes it's just the little things that help to get him back in stride. Ensure that his lack of performance is not medical. Ladies, you know that a man doesn't like to admit when he's hurt or not on top of his game. Before you assume that his disinterest in sex is personal, find out if there is an underlying medical issue that needs to be addressed. Find a way to gingerly suggest that a checkup may be in order and offer to go with him. Or you could ask his best friend to bring it up the next time they shoot hoops. This is your man, and you love him. Let him know that you are concerned about his health and well-being. And if he lets you, be supportive in whatever he needs to get back in top form. Exercise together. If he took your advice, visited the doctor, and he now has to shed a few pounds, use this opportunity to work out together. There's nothing sexier than sweating and building muscles together. And when those endorphins kick in, there will definitely be more than a few fireworks going on in your post-workout routine. Spice it up. When's the last time that a Friday night didn't just involve you both falling asleep on the couch watching a movie? Put the romance back in your relationship and go out and try that new restaurant. Hang out with that new couple down the street. Or go rock climbing with the kids from your community group. I guarantee that when the spice is reignited outside the bedroom, that the action in the bedroom won't be too far behind. Pick up some new lingerie. Yes, ladies, some of us men do like a well-placed bustier or a thigh-high stocking that will have us singing, "My, my, my," like Johnny Gill. It might not stay on for long, but we do appreciate the effort that you put in to keep things in the bedroom interesting, and he might just wrap up that meeting just a little bit faster if he gets a picture on his phone of what he can expect when he gets home or he suddenly finds an intimate piece of your laundry in his briefcase. Make time for an afternoon delight. Sometimes we just like our cookies at a different time. You'd be surprised what sparks could fly when you send your man an afternoon text with the promise of more than a foot-long Subway sub for lunch. Now, don't lose your job on my account, but if you can take an extended lunch to add a little something extra back into your love life, I say go for it. Plan a getaway. Sometimes we just need to get away from it all. Plan a nice weekend away with your man at a cozy bed and breakfast or a relaxing mountain lodge. And if you can't afford to physically get away, you can get creative and make a couples retreat in your own home. Take some time to get disconnected from all your phones, tablets, the internet, and social media, and just spend time focusing on the two of you. This dedicated time will do wonders for the health and longevity of your relationship. Break out the pots and pans. When's the last time you made him his favorite meal? I know your schedule is just as busy as his, but think about what magic could happen if you took just a little extra time to swing by the supermarket on your way home. You don't have to break out his grandmother's famous smothered pork chop recipe, but I'm sure he will appreciate a strong helping of his favorite side dish. And you never know, ladies, a good dinner at 7 can lead to you being his dessert after midnight. Make it a kid-free zone. Give your favorite babysitter a call and plan for one night with just you and him, without the worries of homework, Little League, and dance recitals. As a father, I know what a joy children are, but I certainly appreciate them more when I have some time away. Spend time with a well-seasoned couple. There's nothing better than talking with an older couple who have been together for 20, 30, 40, or even 50 years or more. They will definitely have stories about how to make it through difficult and trying patches, and they might even surprise you with a tip or two for mixing it up in the bedroom. Learn from these seasoned couples and let their wisdom inspire your relationship. Reclaim your home as your sanctuary. I know that many two-income couples are disconnected because they're simply overworked, and so much of that work time bleeds into your quality time at home. For example, this quarter is simply insane for both of you at work. It's been weeks since either one of you has worked less than a 14-hour day. How in the world can you even imagine a regular dinner time, let alone quality time for sex? Give yourself 15 to 20 minutes to decompress about your careers before you get home. When you're done with that conversation, be done with it. Don't drag that day's mayhem into your home. When you arrive, reclaim your living space as your sanctuary. Cut off your BlackBerry, log out of your Twitter account, let your home be the sacred space where you reconnect and rekindle your romance. Relax. He loves you. He's committed to you, and you know it. The crazy boss will get less crazy at the end of the project, and prayerfully, his elderly loved one will be back on his or her feet in due time. Be patient with him when he's down and out. Your cookies might be crumbled for now, but any man who truly loves his woman will find his way back into the groove, and you will be baking up some new cookies in no time. 10 ways to keep your cookies from crumbling. Communicate. Don't take anything personally. Hear where your man is coming from. Be patient with him. Plan a couple's getaway. Mix up your routine. Send him a love letter or an email just because. Remember to thank him for the little things. Schedule an impromptu afternoon delight or a midnight rendezvous. Try out some new lingerie. Chapter 19. Is it time to put a ring on it? A 10-step test before your trip to the jeweler. It's been a full 2 years since you first spotted him at the gas station. He pulled his car on the opposite side of your pump, and you appreciated the cool, respectful, and confident way that he approached you and asked for your phone number. He called you 2 days later, and it's been magic ever since. You've enjoyed great nights on the town and intimate time together at home. You love his strengths and his flaws. You've seen him on a bad day and knew that you could hang with him even at his worst. He respects your standards. He publicly declares that you are his woman to both his family and his friends. And he has clearly defined who he is, what he's doing, how he's doing it, and you're definitely included in that picture. You can feel that gold band and those diamonds caressing your ring finger right now, but before you call your best girlfriends to help you pick out a dress, are you ready? I mean, really ready to get married. Just because you have a year or two under your belt doesn't necessarily mean that marriage is the next step. I know you've been waiting to have the wedding of your dreams since you were a little girl, but are you ready for marriage? Here's a 10-step test to take with your man to truly see if you are ready to meet him at the altar. 1. Are you included in his vision for the future? Ladies, there's no harm in starting off this conversation being direct. This is your life and your happiness on the line. Don't be afraid to ask your man how you fit into the vision he has for his life. Any man who is serious about the woman he loves will clearly let you know his intentions. If he's not clear, you can cut to the chase and save yourself some time. Right here. If you're included in his vision, start scheduling regular time to talk about your mutual goals and dreams. And don't just talk about the wedding. Make sure you are also discussing the future of your marriage. Don't go flaunting his ring if he doesn't have a clear vision with you included. 2. Are you ready to have a full-time man in your life? I know this may sound like a crazy question, but some of you have been doing your own thing for so long that you haven't considered what it would be like having a man in your life 24/7. You probably have a very clear outlook for your personal and professional goals, but have you made room in your plans for your man's dreams? Dating a man and letting him be the icing on your cake is very different from being married and giving him space to be the key ingredient in your batter. Set aside some significant time to talk about where you see yourselves together in the next 3, 5, and 10 years down the road. 3. Are you 100% supportive of his career? His job requires him to be on the road at least 2 weeks per month, or he has odd hours that keep him away from home during dinner. You love bragging about your man and his salary, but how will this hold up in your marriage? You can't enjoy the benefits now and then call foul when he starts to travel more or his odd hours become longer. Now is the time to talk about how his career will impact you, your marriage, and any children you plan to have in the future. 4. Are your communication styles compatible? You're an introvert. He's an extrovert. Your first defense during a fight is to shut down. His first instinct is to explode. If you haven't had a major breakdown together, you might want to rethink that trip to the jeweler. You don't really know him until he gets hit with an unexpected phone call at 2 o'clock in the morning or when you're up against a major deadline at work. You need to be confident that you are able to handle the good and the bad times together. If your first defense is to shut down, let him know that it may take you a few hours or days to be able to handle the situation. If he likes hashing things out with his boys first, don't feel threatened that he needs this processing time. Communication is the key for every good, lasting marriage, and it needs to be the centerpiece of your relationship. 5. Are your financial habits and goals aligned? Let's imagine that you and your future spouse both have spent several rewarding years at your respective jobs, and you're both blessed with significant bonuses. Your idea is to put away half of the money into your savings and splurge on that dream vacation, and he thinks the best thing to do is invest the money aggressively in the stock market. If you haven't had an honest conversation before you walk down the aisle, this situation could be a ticking time bomb just waiting to go off. Be straight with each other about your financial habits, your financial goals, and how you want to manage your household expenses together. Don't lie about your weakness for Christian Louboutin shoes or that hefty student loan that you're still paying back. No man wants to be surprised that he's inheriting your $100,000 student loan bill. You also want to be upfront if you have a tendency for loaning funds to family members or close friends. If you're used to being the financial savior for your family members, I can guarantee you that most men will not be comfortable with that as you begin your marriage. Be straight with him, your family members, and most importantly yourself about how you will manage loaning funds in the future, or if at all, once you get married. If you choose to continue this practice going forward, make sure that you have plans in place for repayment and stick to them. You don't want your family's financial challenges to become a thorny issue in your new marriage. If it's appropriate, meet with a financial advisor to ensure that you are both on the same page. Also, take this time to decide who will be the money manager for your home. Will it be you, him, both of you together? How will you divide the monthly expenses? Will you calculate your monthly contributions as a percentage of each of your salaries? How will you decide what is fair for each person? And if you absolutely must have those sky-high stilettos, will you need to justify your indulgence with your man? Can he purchase the 70-inch TV of his dreams without any complaints from you? Making common goals for your financial future is a good way to start your marriage off on the right foot. 6. Are you ready to have a family with him? I know your heart melted when you saw him playing with his nieces and nephews, but is he ready to become a full-time dad? Find out where he stands on having children and how many. Do you want to have children right away, or do you want to wait? And ladies, don't let your biological clock or pressures from family members run this part of the discussion. Starting a family together is serious business, and you want to be sure you both agree on how you will nurture the new lives you bring into this world. 7. Are you comfortable with each other's children? Blending families together can be challenging. My wife Marjorie and I have 7 children together from both of our previous relationships. The most important part of bringing your children into your new marriage is to make sure that they know they are loved. Take the time to have a full discussion with your prospective mate about how you will manage quality time, house rules, and discipline with your children. And don't forget to consider any adult children that may be in your man's life. Just because they're grown and have children of their own doesn't mean that they won't care about this new chapter in their father's life. Make sure that they are included in your vision for your new family as well. 8. Are you comfortable with each other's families? You finally figured out how to deal with his overbearing mother during family gatherings, but are you ready to deal with her for the rest of your life? He's now comfortable with your family that includes 6 siblings, 18 nieces and nephews, and 30 first cousins, but can he really handle them during every major holiday? Is he okay with you taking responsibility for an elderly parent or loved one a few years down the line? While the day-to-day work of your relationship will be just you and your man, you cannot ignore how families can affect your marriage. Have an open discussion about each other's family members, past difficulties, and future expectations. Figure out a common plan of action for rude comments from wayward relatives and family events that get out of control. 9. Are you comfortable with his friends? His best friends have been with him since college, and their bond is stronger than superglue. You know that they've seen him through thick and thin, but are you going to be up for endless Sunday afternoons of them crashing at your house during football season, a wild boys' night or two once a month, or their annual boys' trip? And what if his inner circle includes a close female friend? Be honest with yourself, and make sure you are really okay with all the friends whom he relies on. 10. Are you prepared for better or for worse? As we've seen during the last economic crises, people can go from millionaire to welfare overnight. A beloved relative can suddenly pass on, or you might need to provide temporary housing for a younger sibling or a cousin. Anything can happen at any time. Are you really ready to take on for better and for worse with this man? Has he consistently shown you that he can be there when you need him the most? Can you be the woman that he needs during a crisis? Don't just guess about his ability to be there during difficult times. Make sure that you know in your heart that this man will be there for you when life shakes you to the core. These steps won't cover everything there is to consider in a marriage, but they will give you a good idea about whether you are truly ready to make that ultimate decision. Don't get so caught up in planning for the ring, the dress, and the party that you forget to plan for a life together with this man. Any man can make you an empty promise, but it takes a real man to step up and be the husband that you deserve. Take a moment to consider the following. Her goals. What are your short-term goals? What are your long-term goals? His goals. What are his personal and professional short-term goals? What are his personal and professional long-term goals? Our goals. What are the goals for your marriage? What are your goals for creating a family? What are your financial goals as a couple? What is your vision for your wedding celebration? Chapter 20. Avoiding a Family Feud. Navigating His Family. You and your man are in a good stride. He passed his first 90 days with flying colors. You enjoy consistent, enjoyable conversation with him, outside of texting. Your date nights are exciting and creative, and he's even joined you a few times for your Sunday worship service. The two of you are out enjoying a good brunch after a service one Sunday when he says, "I'd like to invite you to meet my family next weekend for my sister's birthday party." You take a small sip of your mimosa and give him a smile. Your mouth says, "Sure, I'd love to." But your mind says, "Oh my God, am I ready to meet his family?" If he's inviting you to meet his family, that says a lot about his commitment to you and the future of your relationship. But before you gear up for that first family gathering, here are a few pointers to get you ready. 1. Be clear about the status of your relationship. Do not, and I mean do not, enter any family gathering unless you are 100% sure that you are both in the same committed relationship together. If he is still introducing you as just my friend or as someone I like to hang with, don't even bother putting your makeup on. There's nothing worse than going to a family function and having a family member tear down the relationship you thought you had. 2. Get a primer on his family and his relationships with the most important members. Who will you be meeting the first time? Both parents? Grandparents? His siblings? His favorite nephew? A beloved great uncle? Ask your man to share stories about his family members and his relationships with the ones who are most important to him. If you can, try to remember as many names as possible. No one will expect you to remember every person's name, especially if he has a large family. But if you know that Karen is his sister and Kylie is his niece, that will help you start to get connected. 3. Dress appropriately. Yes, your man enjoys it when you dress to highlight all your assets, but dinner at Grandma's house is not the place to put on your Saturday night attire. You don't have to dress like a nun, but make sure that you are still beautiful yet appropriate. First impressions go a long way. 4. Be genuinely you. Be the absolute best version of the woman that your man is proud to bring home to his family. Don't pull out any fake accents or try to be something that you're not. Be proud and confident about who you are, and that genuine light will shine through to his family. All right, you made it through his niece's 5th birthday party and his favorite uncle's retirement soiree. You've had some great girl talk with his mom, his sisters, and a few female cousins. You even impressed his dad with your take on last week's football game. But there are a few family members who have more than a few snide things to say about you, and one who was even bold enough to mention your man's ex in your presence. How do you handle family members when they get out of control? Is it your place to put his family in check? 1. First, let your man know that something has made you uncomfortable. It's his family reunion, and one of his overly flirtatious uncles decides to make a pass at you. You have politely chuckled and tried to divert his attention at least 10 times, but he just won't stop. Don't let any family issues have time to fester in your relationship. Let him know immediately if any person or any action has made you uncomfortable. This is his family, so let him be the first one to tackle any thorny issue that rises toward you. He knows more about his family dynamics or the family member in question, so he will be more adept at handling the situation first. And what about Uncle Mike, who likes to make more than a few comments about your derriere? Don't laugh him off. That will only encourage the behavior. Put him in check immediately and let him know that you are not comfortable with his off-color commentary. 2. Put your foot down immediately. If certain family members still have wayward things to say after your man has addressed the issue, respectfully let the offenders know that you will not tolerate what has been said or done. They may not like it, but his family members will be more likely to respect you when you stand up for yourself. 3. Set a timer for family gatherings. You love him, but his family can be draining. You can still respect them and preserve your sanity by setting a limit for how much time you will spend at his family functions. You can both agree that you will only stay at the party for 3 hours, or your Christmas trip to his hometown will be exactly 72 hours. Giving yourself a time limit will help you to ease the pressure of dealing with his family any longer than you have to. 4. Separate the pack. Some family members can be less intimidating or less confrontational when you get to know them one-on-one. If you're comfortable, invite his mother out one Saturday afternoon for a manicure or join his favorite cousin for a baseball game. Many people will often let their guards down and show you who they really are when they are in a comfortable environment. If this is truly a quality relationship that you are committed to, it is worth the investment to get to know his family. You never know if you'll get the mother-in-law from hell or the nosy sister who just can't mind her business. Or you could be pleasantly surprised with a loving mom who can't wait to spend some quality time with you. However, when his family shows up, the most important thing is to be honest, be open, and above all, be you. Chapter 21. Quick answers to the questions you've always wanted to ask. If I've told you once, I've told you a million times, men are really simple creatures. And there are some subjects we're just not going to spend a whole lot of time thinking about. We're just going to answer your questions, straight, no chaser. So I ask a bunch of my female co-workers and associates to fire some questions at me. Things they've always wanted to know that their girlfriends just couldn't answer for them in a satisfying way. They asked, I answered. Here it goes. What do men find sexy? Men have different aesthetics, so what might be a turn-off for one man may be a total turn-on for another. Rest assured, though, that no matter the flaws you find when you look at yourself in the mirror, somewhere on God's earth you are really doing it for someone. Someone out there is attracted to you exactly the way you are. A confident woman is incredibly attractive, no matter what mold she fits in. Men are also very visual people, so there's no question men will check out a woman's clothes, the way she walks, her makeup, her feet, her hands, her daintiness. Little escapes our notice. How do men feel about plastic surgery, weaves, colored contacts, fake nails, etc.? For the average man, whatever you're doing to make yourself look beautiful while you're hanging on his arm is cool by him. Boob jobs, tummy tucks, breast reductions, nose jobs. If it makes you feel beautiful, we're good. But if you're telling your man you want a nose job and he sees nothing wrong with the nose you already have, then maybe you ought to think about leaving your nose alone. Why run the risk of something going wrong when your man is already happy with the way you look? Why lose the extra weight if your man is happy with you the way you are? Sure, it's fine for you to do it if it's something you want to do for yourself. But a man isn't going to care about it one way or the other if he's already happy with what you have. How do men feel about dating women who are significantly younger than them? A lot of men in their 40s and 50s start trying to validate themselves by going out with women who are significantly younger. It's the equivalent of those same age men going out and buying itty-bitty sports cars with big engines that make a lot of noise. They do this because their engine doesn't make a lot of noise anymore. This is especially true if that man doesn't have his life together. This isn't a reflection on women at all. It's his problem. But guess what? There's a younger man looking at you right now saying to himself, "Wow, I sure wouldn't mind validating myself with her." There's a lot of that going on too, you know. Like I said before, there's somebody for everybody. Do men prefer skinny or thick women? Men like all kinds of women. There's a man out there for every body type. There are men who like them big. There are men who like only small, petite women. And there are men who prefer women who fit between those sizes. It runs the gamut. It does not matter what size you are. There is a man somewhere for you. Will you date or marry a woman who smokes? I wouldn't. And most non-smokers wouldn't either. The skin of women who smoke ages prematurely and their lips are stained. It ages them internally, too. And for me, it exhibits a weakness and a lack of understanding about their own health. Once we non-smoking men see that a woman doesn't care about her own health, we immediately equate that to her inability to care for her man and her kids. Most non-smoking men will not tolerate a smoking woman, not on a permanent basis. We'll sleep with you, but we're not taking you home. What do men think of their women when they gain weight or look different than they did in the beginning of the relationship? A man who loves you is going to love you regardless. As we ourselves get bellies and love handles, we certainly understand yours. We get that you're not going to look exactly like you did when we first met you. If you can keep it in some kind of parameter, though, gain 10 pounds but avoid gaining 100, and be sexy and fix it up and look nice with whatever extra weight you've put on or taken off, we're cool. If your man is shallow, he'll insist he just can't see past it. But if a man recognizes that, a few pounds notwithstanding, you're still making an effort to do what it takes to be visually appealing, he will be fine with it. Do men prefer women in flats or heels? Heels, baby. Heels. If we could get athletic shoes with heels for women, we would. It's just a really sexy thing to us. I don't know a single man who prefers women in flats. I've never run into one. We all think heels make your legs more beautiful. They make you walk more feminine, and you too. And that's what we're attracted to. Would a man date a dumb woman? A smart man can't date a dumb woman, but he can use a dumb woman. Most smart men don't want to date a dumb woman because we need to know that she can handle herself and our affairs, especially if we're thinking about giving her a ring. She can't walk into the office party acting like the office dummy. Now, we don't mind having a woman on the side who is dumb and fine, but we won't keep her. What do men think of women who buy men drinks? It's a total come-on. In our mind, if you want to buy us a drink, you want us. And if we think you want us, well then, game on. We're coming in for the kill. How do men feel about women who drink? Some men like it, but a man who doesn't drink certainly isn't going to care for a woman who partakes in the spirits. Know, though, that no man likes a drunk woman, unless you're in college and we're heading back to your dorm room. Remember, men want women to act like ladies at all times. If you drink socially, cool. But if your man has to carry you out, because you've passed out, you're hanging on to someone else, or you're talking loud and telling him you like slamming down shots, it's going to be a problem. Should a woman buy a man gifts while they're dating? Only if you're in a committed relationship. Other than that, all he'll think is, A, you're trying to trap him, and B, you expect something in return. Just wait and see what he's going to bring to your table first. Let him be the man and spoil you. Real men like to do this for the women they care about. Note, be thankful for the gifts he gives you, but don't take it as the end-all, be-all sign that you're going to get a ring next week. A gift is just that, a gift. Not a sign of things to come. Only his actions, the way he professes, protects, and provides for you, will give you a true sign of how this man feels about you. How do men feel about women who ask for money? Don't do it in the beginning of the relationship, unless you're perfectly comfortable with the title gold digger. But if you're in a relationship, just you and him, and you're really in a financial pinch, mention it and see how he reacts. Say, I'm really in a crunch and I'm embarrassed to ask, but I really need your help. Do you think you could loan me $100 to meet this payment? I'll pay you back as soon as I can. Most men who really care about you won't think anything of it if they have it. Would men help their woman build her business? Without a doubt. If you're dealing with a man whose life isn't on track, who isn't at peace with who he is, how much he makes and what he does, you might have a guy who'd be reluctant to help because he's still struggling to reach his goals and won't have time to help you with yours. But if he has his act together and he's really secure in his manhood, he'll help. Do you mind if your woman doesn't work? Not at all. These days, it's almost a necessity for both the husband and the wife to work to make ends meet. But if a man is in a position to provide everything his family needs, most men would not have a problem with his woman staying home. How do men really feel about women drivers? This is the 21st century, so most men don't have a problem with women drivers. But there are still some old-fashioned, chauvinist men who think women should leave the driving to the opposite sex. I don't know what cave they're living in. Matter of fact, I haven't met any of them yet. Does it matter if a woman likes sports? No. Some guys like that, but mostly what they like is enjoying the game in peace. If you're not into it, go find something else to do. Do men like shopping? We'll go if you make us, and it's the only way we can spend time with you, but it's not what we want to do. Think about it. The men's department is almost always on the first floor, by the door, and always one of the smallest sections in the store. There is no juniors department, no couture department, none of that. It's so we can get in and get out. You never walk in and see men rummaging through the sales racks and holding shirts up to their chests and openly asking if they'd look better in the blue or the green. We go in knowing exactly what we want and come out with it. Rarely anything more. In and out. That's what we like about shopping. Getting in and getting out. How do men feel about interracial dating? It depends on the man. But really, who cares these days? It's not the big stink that it used to be. Personally, I don't care. Love comes in every color, and if a person finds love and that person is of a different race from him or her, it shouldn't matter because the two of them found love, and isn't that what counts the most? Women have to make sure, though, that that's what they're doing it for. If she's doing it for some kind of status, then that's a horrible reason to get married to someone from a different race. But if she's doing it for love, more power to her. Why don't men like to cuddle after sex? Because we're hot. We're exhausted. We put in a lot of work. We're sweaty and burning up, and we just need you to hold on a minute before you come climbing over to the side of our bed talking about holding something. How do you let a man know that he's not satisfying you sexually? It's not a good idea to break that news at the kitchen table or on a long car ride. Nothing good can come from that. When you question our sexual abilities, we get really nervous and really self-conscious really quickly. I suggest you break the news while you're in the act. We're a little bit more open to it then. Say something like, oh, I like it when you do this, or that's nice, baby, now do it this way, and watch him go to work. We'll put our backs into it then, because it makes us feel like we're pleasing you instead of absorbing complaints. During the act, we're open to any and all suggestions, as long as we think we're getting it. What if we want more sex and we're not getting it? Whatever you do, don't open this conversation with the dreaded four words, "We need to talk." Our defenses immediately go up. Warning signs start flashing before our eyes, and now we're pretty confident whatever good time we had planned is about to be ruined. Instead, try telling your man spontaneously something like, "I just can't get enough of you." That will make him know that the bar is up there. He'll be more than willing to jump over it because you've made him feel like you want him, instead of like there's something wrong. How long is too long to hold out on sex if we're fighting? One day is more than enough punishment for us if we're talking about some kind of argument. You're mad about something he said about the kids and you don't want to have sex tonight? Okay. But tomorrow, if you're still mad about the kids and he's tapping you on the shoulder and you're shaking off his hand, that's a problem. Men are not going to hang in for that too long. But we'll go without longer if we violated your trust in some kind of way, and we need to gain back your respect and trust. We understand that much. How can a woman tell if her man is on the down low? I haven't a clue. Only gay men or women who've dated men on the down low can answer that question for you. I don't fall into either of those categories. How do men feel about open relationships? If a man goes along with an open relationship, or he offers it, he's doing so because you are not in his long-term plans. He does not see a future with you. Both of you can stop all this. We wanted some spice in the relationship talk. When a man loves you, he's not trying to share you with anybody, period. When you find that guy who's willing, I will show you the guy who's not in love with you. We're just not cut out that way. Do men get bothered when you ask them about their past? Yes, it makes us uncomfortable. We think you're trying to dig deep into our soul when you start trolling through our past and possibly passing judgment on it. Still, you have the right to know about a man's past. Just don't ask about it on the first date, because you will not get an honest answer ever. He hasn't even decided about how permanent this thing between you is going to be. There'll be no need to reveal the soul. Don't even waste your time asking about his previous woman. All he's going to claim is hurt, not what he may have done to her. Give your relationship time, and he'll reveal what you need to know. How do you feel about a woman who does not want your last name after marriage? Most men have a problem with that. Think about the three ways I told you a man shows his love. He protects, provides, and professes. And if we can't say, "This is Mrs. Harvey," then you're taking away the very core of how we show our love. We also need to know that we have your loyalty, and you show that by taking our name. We really don't care how important your dad's name or your family name is to you. We're about to start a family. A man needs to know you're as committed to this family as you are to your old one. You can hyphenate it if you want to, but that last name really needs to be the same as your man's. And if you're not committed to that, then why don't you just go marry your daddy? Is it good to make your man jealous so he knows you can get another man if you wanted to? There's no need to do that. We've got that covered. We're pretty clear that our woman can walk out at any time. But if you push it and try to make us jealous, you're going to be playing a dangerous game. Doing that almost always triggers a reflex in a man. He might be liable to say, okay, two can play at that game. If you feel like you have to make him jealous because you're not getting the attention you want, you might want to consult the Men Need Standards, Get Some chapter, and then use some of those tips to get the man you need and deserve. Are men okay with their women having male friends? I strongly suggest that if you're in a fully committed relationship, all the chit-chat you're having with a male friend gets dialed back. Take down the college pictures of the two of you. Don't let him call the house or send gifts and such. Continuing this every day is just asking for trouble. Think about it. I don't care if you could only see her picture in the dark with an invisible blue light. If your man kept a picture of another woman in his personal belongings, you'd lose your mind. How would you like it if he had a woman calling the house, asking to speak to him? Or he accepted flowers from her? Exactly. What I suggest is that you avoid doing anything that will make your man have uncomfortable thoughts about you and someone else, period. Form a two-handed circle, and don't let anyone else in, especially male friends. You'll be happy you did. Why do some men hit women? Mostly out of weakness and a need to control something in their lives. But I've found that men who hit women have no tales or stories of hitting men. They're that weak. What about girlfriends? How do you feel about them? We don't mind them. I mean, your man can't tell you not to have girlfriends any more than you can say he can't go play golf with the boys. Girlfriends are fine. How do men feel about gossip? We hate gossiping, but we know we can't stop it. It's an invasion of privacy, and a man is pretty confident that if you and your friends are willing to talk about other people together, then your friends are probably talking about you and him, too. Keep that in mind the next time you start getting all into other people's business. Will men talk about their women to other men? Not if she's the one. Wives and significant others are off limits in conversations between men because no man wants you thinking about his woman any kind of way, much less in a romantic or sexual way. Every man is clear on this. However, if you're not the one, you're just someone that we're doing while we look for the one. Then you will be talked about, rest assured. Is getting on his mom's side important? If you don't have a good relationship with his mother, and she doesn't care for you, it is going to be stressful. Any woman who has been in a relationship with a man for 90 days should have met the family already. And if he hasn't introduced you, then you either need to ask why, or you should pretty much accept that he's not interested in forging a long-term relationship with you. If you're good enough for him to make it to his bed, you should be good enough to meet his mother. If a man's sister doesn't like his girlfriend, will he break up with her? Hell no. No man is breaking up with his girlfriend because she doesn't get along with family members, other than his mother. A sister doesn't have to come around to the house and be a part of family functions if she can't get along with the woman a man loves. The same holds true for cousins, aunties, and uncles. If he doesn't like your family, will he stay with you? If you put your family before him, he's out of there. How do men feel about the baby daddy? It's cool. Men know the child has a father, and if he's in his kid's life, we understand we'll have to have some type of interaction with him. But your new man needs to be able to come to your house and be himself. If he's in a committed relationship with you, and he sees the kids doing something wrong, and he can't say anything to them about it, then you're not letting him be the provider and protector he wants to be, and that's going to be a problem for him. You can't allow a man to buy school clothes, help put a roof over your head, put groceries in the refrigerator and buy gas for the car, and then tell him he doesn't have the right to be a father figure, if not a father to the kids. If that's the case, then what is his point of being there? You'll have to figure out some kind of balance. One that allows your child's father to do his job, but also allows your new man to do his job, too. And if he can't participate in raising the child, that could explain why the baby's daddy left in the first place. Will my man expect me to be friends with his child's mother? Look, there are only a few Will and Jada Pinkett Smiths in this world. If you're one of them, congratulations. But really, he's not betting that you two will hit it off too well. And so he won't force the issue. Is it okay to interrupt his day at work to talk? If you're calling to say, I have a special surprise for you when you get home, that's a good interruption. But if it's a phone call to talk about petty problems, not a good interruption. Just because you feel like saying something right now this minute doesn't mean it should be said. What's the international man signal for, I'm no longer listening to you? Once a man gives his answer to whatever question you're asking, or he thinks he heard, even if you never asked one, he's probably not listening to you anymore. Your cue is when he gives an answer. As far as he's concerned, His solution will fix whatever it is you're talking about. And if you're still talking after that, he's not listening anymore. Do men like women who cook more than women who don't? That I don't cook thing is really big now. If you're gorgeous and you don't cook, we can kind of overlook it.